We good? Okay, we'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Go back into regular session. Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Anybody can join me?
Have a second?
Second, sorry.
Second. Ms. Grunebaum, any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. We are now back in regular session. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for...
I forgot to ask, is there any action to be taken?
I was moving on.
I'm sorry.
there was
apparently not.
Nothing to do executive session.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now's the time for our public hearings. Looks like we have two today. Mr. Moore.
Okay, we'll start this again. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with the council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state their reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant. After the opposition has had an opportunity to speak, the applicant and or the applicant's, after that, the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to the county clerk and it will be made part of the record. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. And when you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If, like today, the Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the Council hearing, Council will defer action on the application. In those cases only, Council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the Commission's recommendations to the Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record made at the county council meeting and planning and zoning. And Mr. President, today our first hearing is conditional use number 2554. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a self-storage facility to be located on a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 12.05 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north and west side of the intersection of Central Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 84, and Lizard Hill Road, which is Sussex County Route 367A. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 12.00, and staff would note it's a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit materials, we have a copy of the staff analysis report. I would note there is one letter in opposition included in your paperless packet. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 15th of this year. This application had to be pushed back and re-noticed due to an error beyond the county's control with the original commission noticing. That was not at the county's fault, but we have since subsequently republished this, and because of the republishing of the hearing date before the commission has held its public hearing, deferred further action and further consideration, but has not yet made a recommendation, so that recommendation will be reported once it is available. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council? Seeing none, Mr. Archett.
Good afternoon, I'm Brenton Archett, 38482 Hemlock Drive, Frankfort, Delaware. This is my father, Russell Archett. And we are here to present both 2554 and 2555. They are separate applications because they are separate parcels. And while they do have some overlapping things in them and potential use overlapping, they are separate and could be either approved or denied separately depending on the council's decision.
Okay, they will have to be treated separately for the vote.
Correct.
So it could be handled, one could be passed and one could be denied because they are separate. I did note at the planning zoning hearing, they did permit, you presented the first, and then when we come to the second, any information you give concerning the area and about the properties specifically will incorporate by reference what you said in the first hearing to help speed that up.
Correct. We discussed that, and we know that everything's in the minutes. And so just for anyone here in the audience for public comment, we'll do a quick reiteration to the best of our ability. My father is going to going to take care of the first public hearing, 2554. I may have some comments. I am one of the principal members of E. Johnson Holdings, LLC, which is what this is on behalf of.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon. So,
good afternoon.
Time of day, right. As Brenton said, my name is Russell Archett, and I'm just going to cover this application, 2554, for E. Johnson Holdings. And I'm going to highlight the particulars of the project and the parcel. I'm going to rely on Brenton a little later to talk about what's the growth and all of that that's happening around us that we think substantiates the need for the change of zone and how that how we can benefit that. So I'm going to leave that at that. So this application is for conditional use for commercial and self-storage. on the southern portion of the 12-acre parcel, and he had it up there on the screen.
And Mr. Archie, if I may, you said necessitate this change of zone. It is a conditional use application.
Sorry, yeah. So you can see there's two parts to the parcel. And just to make it clear, the smaller portion, which is about 4.5 acres, is the portion that we're asking for the conditional use on. And that fronts on Central Avenue that comes out of Ocean View and Lizard Hill Road, which cuts across. It's an irregularly shaped parcel, as you can see. It's about 170 feet wide at the eastern end of it, and about 250 feet wide at roughly the middle, that widest part. And then it goes to a point on the farther end, so that western end, really not much opportunity to use that at all for anything. The county setbacks for the parcel are 40 foot on Lizard Hill Road and Central Avenue, and it has a 20 foot rear setback. So that 20 foot rear setback goes all the way across the bottom. So those setbacks, I just wanted to point out, further limit the use of the parcel. So our point is it's an irregularly shaped parcel. There's not much use for this parcel. As you can see, there was only a very small portion of it that's been farmed over the years. And that really, I think, was kind of just that the farmer was there farming our other fields, and it was just easy for him to do that, and it would keep the piece of property open on the corner. So tab 3 in our booklet shows the proposed site plan if this is approved. The initial phase would be for contractor / commercial storage of approximately 9,600 square feet. We're proposing an entrance off of Lizard Hill Road, which would be on the side. Yeah, you could bring the proposed site plan up there. That would be great. Yeah, there. So that would be the least, that road is used the least between Central Avenue and Lizard Hill Road. So the entrance would be there. There are three buildings that we've shown there that would be potential commercial or contractor storage. Two of them are 2,400 square feet, one of them is 4,800 square feet, for a total of 9,600 square feet. They would be laid out in 800 square foot increments, because that's what we would try to lease in terms of usage, an 800 square foot space. We feel there is the greatest need for this in the area, given the amount of growth and the services needed because of the growth in our area. We also feel the location is central to the area because it's roughly midway between Route 26, the Ocean View Millville area, and Route 54, the Fenwick, West Fenwick area. So we feel like it's an appropriate place for contractors to store their materials, their equipment, whatever it is. We do not propose any outside storage, by the way. All of it would be inside the buildings. So we don't anticipate anything outside. We have also shown self-storage as well as a future option, but plan to focus on the contractor storage initially. We just feel like might be a need for more self-storage in the area in terms of individual residential storage as the growth continues in the area. As Brenton will mention as we get into the next one, he'll mention about how much his growth is going in just immediately around us. And we just feel residential storage might be an option later on. We feel the proposed use would have a low impact on the area. The buildings would be set back 40 foot from both road frontages, so they would not be close to the roads. Hours of operation and access would be roughly 6 a.m. in the morning till 9 o'clock p.m., which coincides with summer daylight / work hours, so it would not be 24-hour accessibility at the storage. It's strictly for storage. There's not going to be any water or sewer service provided to the individual units, so people will not be able to set up businesses inside the buildings is strictly for storage. We're planning to build the buildings with neutral colors so they won't stand out and be that obvious. And the lighting will be mounted on the buildings. Traffic is expected to be minimal per DLDOT. They anticipate less than 50 vehicle trips per day with no traffic impact study being required. And the signage that we propose there would be strictly the county allows now for a conditional use type of usage. I did want to mention that there are two relatively close commercial uses to the area at this point. Wilson Welding is about 850 feet south of this on Central Avenue. And that is a C1, commercial one zoning, which would allow a lot more varied use than what we are obviously proposing. And north of it is Bayside Heating and Cooling, which is an HVAC contractor. And that's about 750 feet north. So they are both in relatively close proximity. So in summary, again, Brenton will cover some things to do with the land use plan and those kind of things. But we feel this is an appropriate use for the irregularly shaped parcel. And we feel it supports and addresses a need created by the growth in our area. There is a booklet that we provided that provides additional information on the site and the proposed use. I am glad to answer any questions you may have on the proposed conditional use. And again, Brenton will cover some of the things that cover each of them that are the same that would not change. Just trying to keep our presentation a little shorter for your benefit. So if I can answer any questions.
I have a question. The building shape itself with what kind of roof and how tall?
They'll just be a standard A-framed roof, and I don't know about height. The main doors that we'll have on will probably be 12 feet high.
Okay.
There's no second floor. It's just a single story.
Okay.
It might be like a 412 pitch, maybe 612. We'll decide that when we get a little closer, but yeah.
Okay.
Not very tall buildings.
All right, thank you. Ms. Quarterbound.
Yeah, I noticed that, I think I'm right, that the rest of that land is wooded and forested.
It is wooded.
And you are not planning to take that down? Do I understand that?
If we, you know, if it's successful, we could. We're asking for a conditional use for the whole parcel.
For the whole parcel?
Or for that whole piece right there, not for the other side of the road.
And have you had any kind of environmental report done on those, on that wooded area?
We had it reviewed by an wetland scientist, and he has run that through the Army Corps of Engineers, and they have given us a jurisdictional approval to be able to use the land.
Let's talk about setbacks. You've talked about 40 feet, sorry, setbacks.
Yeah, you can see how wide the setbacks are along the road frontages, and how narrow it is in the back.
What kind of screening do you plan, if any, or what will it look like from the road, I guess?
Yeah, at this point, it's just grass. We haven't planned any screening at this point.
Okay.
Excuse me. To that effect, we have, gotten the service level evaluation from DLDOT. There hasn't been any further conversations with DLDOT to that effect. Where we currently have the entrance proposed is where we currently have a ditch crossing. If you've driven that section of road, that curve there is pretty substantial and sight lines aren't great there. So, I'm sure that should the entrance, and we believe because of the how narrow the lot is there on Central Avenue, they'll want the entrance on Lizard Hill Road. We believe that if you screen at least that portion there, It would actually cause an issue traffic and safety-wise just because of that. That doesn't mean there couldn't be some type of screening on Central Avenue or something to that effect. The property line, the rear property line is completely wooded on the neighbor's property as well. So that, of course, I mean, you could screen it, but you're gonna run into constant problems of trees falling down, et cetera. But that is why at least we haven't proposed any there, because we don't know where the Del Dot entrance ultimately will be. And really, I think that's probably the most logical and best spot, but it would cause a sight line issue with that curve if you did screen right along the road there.
But there will be a fence around? There
would be a fence, yes.
What kind of fence will that be?
Most likely it will, it'll be a chain link security fence.
Just to limit access to the site.
Yeah,
since there's
safety.
Going to be stored materials on there. So I don't think we're not opposed to screening if required.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right, Mr.
McCarron. Are you planning on putting a septic? I don't see anything here, but it's a commercial storage building. So are you planning on, I would imagine that would involve offices and bathrooms.
No, that's what I said. We are not putting commercial buildings. It's commercial storage. We're calling it commercial storage. Contractors would store, equipment that would go to different projects, stuff like that. I mean, it's not meant to be offices. It's not meant to be a place where they hang out or anything like that.
So a landing pad for them.
Excuse me?
A landing pad for them just to...
Yes.
But no bad, you're not looking to put a well or...
No, we don't. Their water is accessible on the other side of the road where Brenton will be talking about, but we have no plans to extend water service or to extend sewer service to it. And we have not had any kind of evaluation done for septic.
To that effect, we aren't proposing a business park, or not a business park scenario, but something that is kind of a mixed use. It's strictly for storage. There is not sewer access to it. We don't propose a septic, as my father stated. And this will come up a little bit in the second hearing as well, but the whole, in that last photo there that's stated, you'll see the building right down there on the corner across the street, and that's a barn that is on the next public hearing docket. And the whole reason that this came about was that I cut the grass there, and pretty much everything we do is based on what we see as a need in the area. And whenever I cut the grass, it seemed like every other time I would have the barn doors open and some would stop by and say, hey, look, I own this type of business. Can I store something in here? Can I store, my lawnmowers for the, not to, to sell things, but I just need a place to store my lawnmowers, store my equipment, store this product, that kind of thing. And, I've had people approach me, look, I just need to store, bikes for my business in the winter inside so they don't get rusty. And so that's kind of where this idea developed from, was just the storage of product like that. I've also had several contractors work for me or on projects for me on other things we have, and every single one of them is basically working out of a non-conditional use garage at a friend's house because they just have nowhere to put their equipment. I hear this often. So that's where this idea came from. And the reason we're doing it is, A, yes, we have the property to do it. We think it's a good location, but also nobody else is really doing it in the area. There is regular storage, but I just had somebody the other day contact me. I say the other day, 2 months ago when we had all the ice storms and everything, and they said, look, my barn that stores this stuff got, a tree right through it. I've looked for 10 by 20 regular storage units. I've looked for commercial storage units. Like, I can't find anywhere to put this stuff, even temporarily. Just all that stuff that I need is full. So it just comes from a need that we've perceived and seen in the area.
Okay, anybody else?
Okay, if you want to have a seat, if you're complete, and
Just add one more thing, which is I live on Old Church Cemetery Road, which is that little road that goes off to the side there, and I live like 800 feet away from all of this. So I mean, I live right near it. So first off, I wouldn't want something that's going to be unsightly, and then secondly, I'll be able to keep a pretty close eye on it. So anyway,
Mr. Roy, yes.
Mr. President, if I may, my apologies. Quick question for the applicant. I know it's rare for me to ask questions. The fencing height in the front yard setback. Can I just confirm the height, please? Just because it's in the front yard setback, and it sounds like it might be more than the standard height permitted in the front yard.
The height for the fencing.
The fencing?
Yes.
No. What is?
If you'll come up to the mic, please.
I did not set a height for the fencing. I, from what I've seen, it looks like a 6-foot fence is standard, but I'm not 100% certain.
Understood. Thank you. And council, just get this in the record. Council can permit a higher fence in the front yard setback because it's a commercial location. I would say that the character of the fence and the character of the area, the height versus the setback, because I believe it's about 10 feet back from the right-of-way line. So that's up to council. Council can impose conditions on that to match the rural character of the area. It depends entirely. The council can also impose conditions in relation to softening with landscaping, which is Ms. Grunenbaum's question. So I just want to get the height in the record because it is within 10 feet of the right-of-way line, and this is not an industrialized area. So.
But this has not been to planning and zoning yet, right?
Correct.
And so the only question I might have is be around illumination. You're going to have lighting and so forth, but P&Z will probably address that.
Yeah. Again, we're doing lighting attached to the building. We're not putting any high elevated lights and all again. Yeah. We've got enough lights from the neighboring subdivisions to make me happy.
No doubt.
Yes, and to the effect that he stated just down, two parcels down is Wilson's Welding. So he has one chicken house there, but then he's got another one, and where you see the perpendicular ones there, that is zone C1. So obviously that could permit a litany of uses even more extensive than what we are currently proposing, obviously that is right down the street. So we're trying to make something minimal, but also, you know, do it because what we've noticed is while we see a need for it, no one seems to be filling that need. And part of that is, you know, land is very expensive. A lot of it is going for a lot more than expected, and people are buying most of it to build houses and not do this because, you know, you can build a subdivision and pay it off in, you know, a couple years if you're a developer. I mean, this is something that we'll be paying off for 20, 30 years to, you know, down the road. And I understand why that's not enticing to everyone, so.
All right, thank you.
Were you going to present also something on this additional or?
Well. I can do it now and then we can reference it.
Yes, because if we want it for both, it would have to be now and then incorporate.
Of course. So, you know, to the effect that we were discussing, and actually it's a little bit better if we go to the parcel map of the area without the the aerial there. If we could zoom out just a little bit to show the area, yeah, that's perfect. One of the reasons that this keeps coming up is obviously we have a lot of residential growth in our area. I know it's not quite as much as some, you know, the Cape area, but there is a lot of growth. And there, especially in our area, even on the main roads of Route 26 and Route 54, commercial and commercial uses are just lagging behind. Nobody's really building them. A lot of the people are holding on to their land. And so you can see just how much growth there is here that's already plotted. But below the property there on Central Avenue is Sycamore Chase. It's got about 170 some homes, but then you'll see where there's a clearing there. They've just gotten about another 160 or 170 more approved and are currently under development. Just down the road on Lizard Hill Road, there's townhouses and some single family homes that are there. And I am blanking on the subdivision, but it's that one right to above the parcel. That one there.
That's Milo's Haven.
Milo's Haven, yes. Thank you, President Hudson. And so then, you see the other one up there, Friendship Creek. It's all townhouses. So all of those areas potentially need storage. But on top of that, right above our parcel is, I think it's called Lily Haven. They just applied for to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a change in that site plan, and that's potentially 174 multifamily homes. Then just down Old Mill Bridge Road, which is really not that far, is another 250 plus homes. The estuary is down to the bottom right below the Woodlands, which the Woodlands and that also have another. Altogether, geez, I mean, that's 58, I believe, and that's 31, so that's 89, plus the Woodlands had over 100, I believe, in their first phase, so that's, you know, almost 200 more homes. The estuary had 600 or 700 homes, so there's a lot of growth. A lot of things are continuing to grow. I'm sure it's not going to stop there. We're just trying to find a balance of something we can use our property for and not be forced to sell it. Doesn't mean it won't be developed at some point in the future. I'm not naive to the fact that my children may not have the same, aspirations to stay in the area. But as of right now, you know, there is a bunch of GR and MR zoning around us, and we have no applications in for any of our property for that. We're just trying to look for the least intensive use to be able to use our land and not completely go out of character with the area, but also provide a service to these businesses that need these types of services, because unless you're building your own in your backyard, it doesn't seem like this type of thing, especially in this area, is easy to come by or is being built. So there is one example in Roxana that's just past that on Selbyville, a couple small garages on the right that I do believe have a conditional use, and to the best of my knowledge, they are always full. And that's about all that I really know of for this type of thing. So there's a lot of growth in the area, and that's why we believe this would be a benefit to the community as a whole. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, have you got anything else to add? If not, then is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, is there anyone listening remotely that would like to opine?
There is currently nobody on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter, close the record except for receiving the comments from planning and zoning when they make their decision, plus the written comments that we permit for the 5 days after.
Okay, if it's okay with council, we'll close the public hearing, close the public, we can't close the public record, right?
Correct.
Okay, if it's okay with council, we'll close the public hearing.
I move.
All right. Okay, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a self-storage facility to be located on a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 12.05 acres, more or less, which the motion would be to defer because of planning zoning.
Okay, pleasure, counsel.
So moved.
Motion to defer, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunewald. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes to defer.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes to defer.
Ms. Grunewald.
Yes to defer.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. It is deferred for now.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. The next matter is conditional use number 2555. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is relating to the other site. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and storage to be located on a certain portion of a parcel of land, lying and being in Sussex County, containing 45.78 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southeast corner of the intersection of Central Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 84, and Old Church Cemetery Road, which is Sussex County Route 367. The 911 address is 34555 Central Avenue, Frankfurt. And the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 25.00. And staff would notice a portion of that parcel submitted into the record. Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan and exhibits. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a letter from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. The application was subject to a public hearing like the previous item at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of April 15th of this year. And at that meeting, the Commission deferred for further consideration, and once a recommendation is received, again, like the last item, it will be reported. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is there any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Archett.
Once again, Brenton Archett, 38482 Hemlock Drive, Frankfurt, Delaware.
And we will start out by acknowledging that we will, by reference, incorporate any testimony that was given in the last hearing as to the general condition of the area.
Absolutely. Okay, so this, just to clear this up, once again, the reason that we thought of this was we have the barn there. I would cut grass. I would be out there doing work. I would get references to use or rent the barn. And the one thing I wanted to clear up right off the bat was in both the mailing placards that went out and also the staff analysis, It stated that it was for an office building and storage. And we want to make sure that it be understood, we're only asking for a conditional use for storage in the existing barn. So there will be no additional storage buildings that are being built with this. We are not asking for that. We don't plan on that. We just want to build a 1,600 square foot office building and then use the barn for storage that is already there. And it kind of made it seem in the mailers and everything that we were asking for, you know, an office for that, but also more storage, and that's not the case. So, you know, we didn't want the neighbors behind us in the woodlands to think, oh my gosh, there is going to be a 45.78 acre storage facility here when we are just asking for storage in the existing barn. And to that effect, you know, even though we personally don't farm the property currently, we do help maintain it. We do use our tractors to mow stuff and fill in sinkholes and things like that. You know, this specific property has been in my family for three generations, but we have five, six generations worth of property just around the corner in Byard. And you know, our farming heritage is important to us. We would like to keep the barn there, but you know, the older these things get, the more expensive they are. So one of the reasons we'd like to use the barn is basically just to offset some of the cost in keeping it. I've put a new roof on it and new floor on it and new doors on it and all that. Had to do some structural work. All that's kind of cost upwards of $40,000 just the last 5 years, and I'm not getting anything back.
That barn's over 60 years old, isn't it?
We believe the barn was built in the 30s.
Oh, no doubt.
30s or 40s? 40s, okay, yes. So in the 40s, so, you know, it's probably about 80 years old now, and it is dated. It has needed a lot of work, but we've tried to do as much as we can to keep our equipment in there currently, but like I said, we do get requests for it. And the other thing is we would like to put a 1,600 square foot storage, or not storage, 1,600 square foot office building on the property. And that's kind of a twofold thing. The first thing would be if there was anyone that needed storage and an office. You know, I have had some landscapers, approach me and say, hey, we'd like, you know, a place where people can come get their work orders. They can keep their equipment. They can go out and do their jobs. Those types of things. So we're asking for a non-medical office. So we're not looking for medical. That was a question that came up in planning and zoning, the commission, and we are not looking for a medical office.
This was heard at planning and zoning?
Correct, yes. But we don't have a recommendation from commission yet. At the next meeting, we probably will.
Okay.
And so we're looking for 600 square feet, and it's dual fold. It's we plan on having about two 800 square foot units there, and one of those would probably be rented out. The other one, we ultimately are looking at moving our office. We do property management. Our office is at the beach, and we now have a property in Ocean View. We are getting ready to build a property just around the corner there at the intersection of Double Bridges Road and Byard Road. And so we're looking, and my parents live, you know, right across from this parcel, and they still help with the business. And we're kind of looking at some point in the near future at moving our office to a more central location, especially as kind of traffic gets more challenging at the beach and everything. It would be nice. I only live about 2 miles down the road here. From here, so it's just as accessible for me as well. This property does have, to Mr. McCarron's question, the first one, this property does have a septic. It was tested a few years ago, and it is still a viable septic. We also worked with the developer of Crescent Place, which is the subdivision right underneath it, and we have obtained a sewer easement from them to be able to connect to their sewer. Should that septic fail, we would be able to put a grinder pump in and then connect from there to there. So there is septic there. There is also a letter here from Artesian. It's a little confusing because it's actually for a different property we own. They would not give us a separate one, but if you read into it, basically, by giving them an easement on a different parcel, they have agreed to provide water service to this parcel when it is requested. In addition to that, Tidewater also does have water lines in front of the parcel already, but it is in Artesian CPCN. They serve Milo's Haven as well as Sycamore Chase, and so they would extend the line to that property should we ever need it. But there is an older well. We don't know the shape of it, but we do know that we would have water access should we need it. Let me see here. We are planning, once again, we have to go through the DLDOT process, the full DLDOT process. We did go get a service level evaluation. Shows the effect of the proposed use is diminutive. We are hoping to use the existing circular driveway, one way in, one way out, you know, limit use. It was there. There was a house there previously that I was going to live in, but unfortunately, it was the way it was constructed wasn't really feasible for today's standards, and that was 10 years ago or so. It was torn down, but the building would go right behind the circular driveway is where we're proposing it. It would just be same as my father stated in the first one, neutral colors. And we'd just be looking to, like I said, divide it up into two office spaces, one presumably for us, one for somebody else, and then rent the storage out. There are a bunch right down the street, and it's shown in a picture in our booklet, is Wilson's Welding, but also Bayside, I believe it is Bayside. Bayside Heating and Cooling, and they have a similar setup. It would appear they have an office as well as storage right beside it for their stuff. That is an owner user. That gentleman did buy the property than he did build it. Like I said, not everyone has the opportunity to do that. Not everybody wants to do that, but you know, we have been approached by several people that would like a small office as well as some storage, and that is where this idea came from. And in closing, once again, the staff analysis did say that subject, let me just read it real quick, because I have it right here. Subject to considerations of scale and impact, it could be considered as being consistent with the land use. Once again, we wanted to just reiterate that it is a 1,600 square foot building, which obviously is not much bigger than a small ranch house for the office, as well as the existing 1,728 square foot barn. There are a lot of conditional uses in the area. Most of, I'd say about half of which are, you know, for higher density residential units, which this would help to serve and keep those uses close and nearby. The other, you know, the other ones are storage, daycare, thrift store, that kind of thing, kind of home-based business uses. So, you know, that's what we're looking to do. We just like to have somewhere where we can create a new business opportunity for someone and help serve the immediate area, because just based off, you know, anecdotal evidence, we believe that there is a strong need for this type of thing in the area.
Mr. Boyas, for the final, or for the site plan process, would the actual parcel be shown, not because the application indicates 45 acres, well, obviously they're talking about one barn and one additional building, so I'm assuming the site plan would show whatever space they need on that 45 acres.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct, and this came up in the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing about what happens with the residual. So the site plan would show the conditional use area and the development within that site, but also the site plan could be required to show what's happening with the residual or not, depending on what the requirement is.
Okay.
And we did try our best to do a plus or minus 1 acre kind of square, but you know, that'll all be have to be ironed out in the planning and zoning with the Planning and Zoning Department should it be approved. But we're not proposing anything more than what it would take to do that. And there is, once again, would be a sign, which I believe is 32 square feet and not backlit, that we have proposed on the property there as well.
Okay, thank you. Any, do you have anything else to add?
I'd just like to reiterate something Brenton mentioned earlier. First off, just want to mention I'm a Sussex County by marriage. You know, Brenton is born and raised here. And we've owned the land for this land for three generations. We're not looking to sell it. Our personal goals are to retain the land and try to use it for future generations of our family. I have a grandson and a granddaughter, and the hope is that they'll stay here, and this will give them the means to do that. And I'd also like to point out that when you keep local businesses here like this, right, the money stays in the community. And we're very active members of the community, and so we support our churches, we support our local charities, and we support the local community activities. So by allowing us to do these things, we can keep our money here. If you sell the property, money goes out. So thank you.
Thank you. Did you have anything else to add?
I don't. Like I said, I think you know, one of the one things would be, you know, the Woodlands is on the other side, and we moved from Ocean View right on Route 26 out here, and I just remember when they first built that, my dad looked out and he was like, this will be one of the last nights we ever see where it's completely dark, you know, because now the lights are there. And to the effect of developing it, I am an only child, so I don't know what their will states, but I'd assume I'd inherit this house, and I would assume my wife and I would move to this house. So, you know, we like having the space open across the street as well. You know, my kids have gone sledding in it, and we've run over there, and, you know, use it, and it is hunted and it is farmed. So, yeah, we'd really like to not sell it, but we also need to come to a balance of being able to do something with it, and that's where we stand.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from council? If not, if you'll have a seat, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of? Seeing none, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone who'd like to comment?
There's currently nobody on the line.
Thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing, and as noted on the prior one, we have to keep the record open for the limited purpose of receiving the recommendations of planning and zoning, and then any comments from the public 5 days after.
Okay, if it's okay with the council, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 45.78 acres, more or less, and the motion would be to defer.
Okay.
So moved.
Oh, motion, Mr. Riley, to defer.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes, to defer.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Grunewald.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, and motion is deferred for now.
Can I clarify one thing?
Yes.
So on account we've not had an official recommendation by P&Z, it's appropriate for us to defer this?
We have to.
You have to. It's mandatory.
Okay.
Any time if planning and zoning has not given us decision, you automatically defer it to receive their decision. Once you receive their decision, then a rule that was passed not many years ago, the general public is then given 5 days to comment in writing to planning and zoning after we do get those recommendations.
I don't remember seeing any in this order. So.
It's rare.
Yeah, there was one recently that we had in the last few weeks or so, but other than that, these would be the first three you fit that way.
Yeah, and planning and zoning has 45 days to vote.
Right.
After their record's closed. Okay, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, we're now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.